Amen. We're up to the ninth Mishnah in the fifth parak in Krach Yavos. Chereba L'olam. Mishnah discusses the Mishnah before as well, that seven different peronios, different forms of punishment, will befall the world in the event that numerous people are engaged in certain inappropriate activity. So the Mishnah then continues and says that Cherev Bal Olam, that the sword will come upon the world, which will be war and violence and bloodshed. Al Inui Hadin, Al Ivos Hadin, Bial Hamorim Batorah Shul Kehalacha. In the event that there is Inui Hadin, that even though the judges are aware exactly what the verdict will be, they decide to procrastinate, they wait a little bit, they're not really so concerned about the people and the parties involved. And the Imos Adin is the perversion of justice. In the event that they see someone who is really chayiv, he really has certain obligations, and yet they let them off scot-free, and the other way around, a person who ends up paskening, who reaches a verdict in court, and it's shulka halacha, it's not following the various laws and guidelines set out, and they say that which is mutter, they say which is permissible, they say it's usser, and vice versa. So once it happens, you're going to cause violence. And the Kant explains it's logical, it's mita kenegan mita. After all, you're going to end up causing people to be very upset, to the point that they may strike out in a violent manner, to the point that cherbo olam, that people are no longer going to trust the judicial system, and they're going to be up in arms and fight. And then the Mishnah tells us when chayrobo olam. When do we find that wild beasts will come and attack and injure people? For two things, al shvua shav v'al chil Hashem. When it comes to a person who has an oath, and he says various oaths, which include having Hashem's name mentioned, and there's no real need to say it, which means he really doesn't find much value in God by mentioning His name continuously in the means of an oath, or even lying sometimes while making an oath. V'alchil Hashem. And also, the fact that the person doesn't really have much concern about Hashem, that publicly you do sins, and it ends up desecrating and making God's name look bad. And therefore, because you have lowered yourself to the status of an animal, that you don't recognize the importance of mitzvos, therefore Hashem will therefore allow animals to attack you. That animals are scared of man. But when a man now acts like an animal, so then they don't have much of a reason to be scared of you anymore. And therefore, mida keneged mida, these wild beasts will attack you. And then the last case is when is golus bol olam? When does the exile come? When are we exiled? Al ode avodah zara, val gili arayos, val shvichas damim. Unless the Kati explains these three cardinal sins of adultery, idol worship, and murder, is because a person who wishes, for example, to worship idols, so God says, okay, you don't want to be in my home, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. You want to be in a place where there are people that worship idols, so I'm going to send you out to such a place, and you'll see how much you enjoy it. And then finally, V'al Hashmatas Aretz. In the event that on the sabbatical year, a person does not allow their land to remain fallow, rather they work their land. On this, the Pasuk says explicitly, Az Tirtza Aretz Eshav Seseha. Then, when we're exiled, the land will ultimately get its rest. Will be on our enemy's land. And therefore, really, the ultimate is for us to work for 6 years, and the seventh year for us to allow the land of Israel to rest. However, in the event that we don't do that, Hashem will remove us from that land, so that ultimately the land will get its rest.